Eaton's, a century-old department chain, was uniquely Canadian, with 200 stores across the country. It was estimated that more than half of the population lived within a 30-minute drive to an Eaton store. The store sold almost everything including cosmetics, fashions, shoes, furniture, appliances, sporting goods, fine china and toys. The Sudbury store, established after the Second World War, closed in 1999 when the company declared bankruptcy, but it is fondly remembered for selling quality merchandise and providing good service. Sudbury.com invited readers to share their memories of Eaton's. Jamie Burr recalled a trip to the original Eaton store in Sudbury on Durham Street to meet a hockey celebrity. My favorite memory of Eaton's was the promotional visit of Gordie Howe sometime in the mid-1960s. He had signed a 10-year endorsement deal with Eaton's in 1964 and made a tour of the country in the summers to meet fans and sign autographs. I would have been 8 or 9 in 1965 or 1966 when he came, and I was a fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs, given their winning ways, and the many Sudbury players in the lineup such as George Armstrong, Tim Horton, Jim Pappin and my favorite, Eddie Shack. The first sight of Gordie was a surprise. This hockey god and winner of every sporting award possible was actually a middle-aged fellow wearing a plaid sport coat and tie, balding, and sporting reading glasses. He looked more like a school principal than a hockey legend. The family in front of us had two young boys. They had brought their report cards for Gordie to review. He was very pleased to do so and spent considerable time reflecting on their achievements. He congratulated the boys on their fine marks and encouraged them to keep working hard. I will never forget how thoughtful and considerate he was with those children. As for ephemera from the event, I don't have the autographed photo the store provided of Gordie wearing his All-Star uniform rather than his Red Wings jersey. I guess it went out in the trash along with my collection of Coke bottle tops with the photos of every NHL player. I did put a Red Wings sticker on my hockey helmet, so Gordie was with me on the rink every day. Cheryl Ransom had a life-changing experience at Eaton's. My most memorable memory was starting contractions during my shopping spree on the second floor. I continued to shop and thought it was just a cramp. After tracking the cramps, I realized I was in labor. I made a quick call to my girlfriend to pick me up and off to the hospital we went. First contraction started at 2:20 p.m. and my son was born at 6:30 p.m. Nancy Denny wrote, "What do I remember about Eaton's? They sold the best quality in every department. I remember registering for my wedding 25 years ago and everything we got then is still being used, even the bath towels. I remember feeling very special just shopping at Eaton's and the customer service was always top-notch. My parents came from Italy in the late 1960s. We weren't affluent growing up, so shopping at Eaton's was always a special treat and we knew to appreciate whatever we were lucky enough to have from that store. I loved that department store and miss it very much. You never regret paying for quality." Petra Kosses also loved Eaton's. "It was my favorite store and I would go there every Saturday. In fact, I was there so frequently the security team knew me and I knew them. Often, when I would arrive at the store, they would see me and tell me my sister was shopping there and they would direct me to the department where I could find her. The cafeteria served the best lunches and was always my first choice over the mall's food court. Eaton's also had the best staff, who were there for a long time and knew their departments so well. They were exceedingly helpful, friendly and skilled. You could always count on great service and quality products. Eaton's was one of a kind and a big part of my life until its unfortunate closing." Linda Durkic from Capriel remembers shopping at the Eaton's store on Durham with her parents. "Years later, I shopped at the Eaton's on Elm Street, City Center, for my sons when they were small. Eaton sold Oshkosh B-Gosh pants. They were a bit expensive, but you were able to return them if they wore out or ripped, no questions asked. Once, when he was a bit older, my younger son wore Ralph Lauren polo shirts. They had to be this particular brand with the turned-down tiny buttons collar and only Eaton's carried them." Durkic, like many who submitted memories, recalled visiting Eaton's during the Christmas season when it was decorated like a winter wonderland. "I also remember going up the escalator at Christmas time, having a wonderful view of the pretty decorated, huge, Christmas trees, and how perfect they were displayed." Paula Lusive said, "I worked in the cosmetic department for 7 years. My fondest memory was working during the Christmas season, Such a beautiful job year after year decorating the dozen Christmas trees that lined up around the perimeter of the escalators on the second floor. Eric Allen Frantala and his mother would always make a trip to Eaton's during the Christmas season to look at the tree display. Maybe to buy a decoration for her tree. Yes, she had a second tree in the sitting room. One had all the decorations we accumulated. David Belmore wrote, "It wasn't Christmas till you walked through Eaton's." Lori Lukey McKillop remembered, "taking my kids to see their beautiful display of Christmas trees." Mark Plow said, "Eaton's was a marvelous place to peruse. Friendly staff everywhere, the glamorous escalator, top-notch Christmas displays, the perfume counters, specialized departments, and the wonderful restaurant." Ryan Dutchburn wrote some of his earliest memories include, "the great Christmas displays down that huge stairway into the basement when Eaton's was still on Durham Street. He was fascinated by the model electric trains set up in the toy department. I also remember shopping with my mother and going into the back section where the appliances and shoes were. I spend a lot of time standing with my feet in the X-ray machine. You looked into a visor that showed you how well your feet fitted into the new shoes you were trying on." Judy Cordemanch also remembered the foot X-ray machine where you could stand on to see if your new shoes fit well. She recalled a shopping trip when she thought she was lost. "I was very young, maybe 4. I remember being in the wool department with my mom, who was a great knitter. All of a sudden, I couldn't see her as the display case was very high and I panicked. Of course, she found me." Judy Strawn's mother worked at Eaton's for more than 25 years. "The company was very good to the employees and, on her 25th anniversary with them, was invited to Toronto for a banquet and presented with a diamond ring made up of 25 diamonds. Imagine that today? She was part of the transition from the Durham Street Eaton's to the Elm Street Eaton's and was on hand opening day as part of the welcoming committee. She loved the store, the staff and the Eaton family. It was quite a shock when it all came tumbling down." Jesse McKissack wrote, "Do you remember waiting for the new Eaton catalog to arrive? When I was a child I played for hours going through an old Eaton's catalog and cutting out pictures of products or models of all ages wearing clothes or jewelry or whatever and pasting them on pages of paper, creating a personal visual collection of what appealed to me. Many new Canadians learned to speak English by reading the Eaton's catalog. Others used pages to insulate their homes or as toilet paper. In 1976, Eaton stopped publishing its catalog, which was often 500 to 800 pages. 9,000 people who worked at the mail order depots throughout Canada lost their jobs. Old issues now sell for as much as $150 eBay. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer in Sudbury. Memory Lane is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.